During the Sundays of this month, you're going to have a special treat in that there will be a series of monologues performed or enacted by members of this congregation. This comes from a series written by the Reverend Donald Negdade, one which I have edited, and I'm grateful for those who have volunteered to see some of the skills God's given us.
So, what on earth, what on heaven and earth do stars have to do with Christmas? Actually, quite a bit. If you remember, it wasn't Google Maps that led the wise men to our Savior. No, it was a star. But that's just one star in the whole big story of the Bible. And quite a few others are important, too. I'm Polaris. Some call me the North Star. And while I'm not actually mentioned by name, I'm referred to early on in the Bible, way back on the fourth day of creation. I'm one of that vast, sweeping array of celestial diamonds set in place by the Creator, designed to separate night from day and give light to the whole world. Travelers have relied on me for centuries. Many a sailor has scoured the cloudy skies, desperate to catch a glimpse of me and find his way home. Many an escaped slave has relied on my trusty guidance to find freedom in your land. So, have you seen me? I'm not that hard to find. As you look to the northern sky, you will see the constellation, the Ursa Major, also known as the Big Dipper. The two bright stars on the Dipper's cup, they point to me. I'm the sparkling one that never seems to move as the others dance and turn around me. I don't move. Some say that I'm just stubborn. Maybe Presbyterian? But I don't mind being different. I know that I'm part of what God made, part of what God called good, even very good in the beginning. And it makes sense to see goodness in ourselves. If God is really good, then everything that he creates and sustains should show something of God's goodness. And yet, in God's wisdom, he gave freedom to men and women. Freedom to welcome God's plan, and freedom to walk in a different direction. You might say that the definition of sin is thinking that God's plan is not perfect, thinking that you know better. Lucifer, a star you will soon meet, he thought that he knew better. He thought he knew better, and he tempted those first humans, Adam and Eve, into thinking that they knew better. You know the story. God gave Adam and Eve everything that they needed for full and lasting life in paradise. And in return, he asked for just one thing, that they stay away from one tree. The tree in the center of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Lucifer, he got them thinking that God was holding back on them. "You won't die," he told them. "No, you will become like God yourselves." And Adam and Eve, they believed Lucifer. They thought that they knew better. They took that forbidden fruit, and nothing has been the same since. The plants that used to hold such beauty became their enemies. Tilling the soil became a battle against weeds. And the birth of children, a sign of incredible blessing, became a painful and agonizing ordeal. And family life became marred by dissension and rivalry, leading to the first murder when Cain killed Abel. When Adam and Eve, when they took that different path, paradise was lost to them and to all who followed. Their descendants, they carried on that tradition of they carried on that tradition of thinking that they knew better. And the world, it carried on its trajectory towards death and destruction. The world seemed doomed. Doomed except for one spectacular event in Bethlehem. The birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom the Bible calls the bright morning star. You might think it's odd that I, Polaris, a star, am here talking to you about the goodness of the world and the decay that you see around you. But if it weren't for me and the rest of nature, the oceans, the mountains, the birds and the trees, who would tell God's truth to those who have no Bible? And so I share my story. I shine my story boldly. Want to know about the glory of God? Look at me and my companions. You want to know about a marvelous creator? Look at me, the work of his own hands. You want to know about death and destruction? Look at me. Even a luminous supergiant has a fixed lifetime. I will one day stop glowing. I will collapse in on myself and become a black hole. I am an important witness, but I can only tell you part of the story. The other part, the crucial part, the saving part, it can only be found in the pages of Scripture. Here, you will hear that the God who created you and me, the God you often turn away from, he still loves you and the world. You'll hear that God took on flesh. He was born, the Son of God was born to a poor teenage girl so that he might live and breathe among people, get his feet dirty, walk in your shoes, so that he might mend what has been broken, so that he can free humanity and all of creation from their bondage, from the pain and suffering of sin. Well, I have other travelers to speak to, but if you still feel lost, look to Jesus, the bright morning star. He'll guide you on that next leg of your journey. He'll help you find the way.